Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, Leaders Speak, a conversation on healthcare and health research with Dr. Carolyn Clancy, Director of the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and Dr. Anthony Fauci, Director, Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases. With all the public dollars being put into health and healthcare research, are we getting value from this investment? Here's Dr. Fauci's perspective.
What we need to do is to concentrate on what we call an attention to the translational aspect of research. And we're doing that much more than we used to do decades ago. And that is, you make a basic scientific discovery and you just don't leave it there. You translate it to a meaningful advantage to human health. So we're seeing a lot now of collaboration with industry, with public-private partnerships, with the development of biotechnology firms that would take a fundamental breakthrough concept and make it into something that is beneficial for human health. And that's happening much, much more now than it had like 30, 40 years ago.
We asked Dr. Carolyn Clancy about the future of healthcare.
One of the biggest changes we saw in the 20th century was the increase in life expectancy. And I think in this country, we are actually still getting our heads around what does that mean. In practical terms, what it means in healthcare is that what's killing us are not acute diseases, but actually chronic illnesses. So for healthcare in the future, first of all, you have to be able to have access, period. I mean, this needs to be removed from the list of ongoing challenges, and I'm very optimistic that that's going to happen this year. Not going to be easy, but it's incredibly important. Secondly, people have to have confidence that wherever they go, they're going to get the best quality of care and that that care will be safe. They won't be inadvertently harmed because practitioners and organizations are always going to be vigilant to make sure that they're not inadvertently harming patients as a byproduct of trying to make them better. And the other piece of the future that I think is critical is that patients need to be in a place where they have the opportunity and the skills and support to play a more active role in their own health and healthcare. Getting to superb, dramatic improvements in chronic illness care is simply not possible without it. And it's not a matter of saying, hey, it's your problem. You're the one who has to do this. It's much more about an effective partnership between clinicians and patients, where clinicians celebrate, actually, that their patients may know more about their conditions than they do. And I think that we'll look back in a not huge number of years and say, wow, this was the year that we finally figured out how to put all the pieces together. I think this year is just incredibly exciting. Some of the major opportunities and challenges are that while we all know that quality of care is really important, when you start to get into the details, it's pretty dense and abstract. But those details actually matter a whole lot. In addition to that, I think one of the challenges that we're seeing in quality now is if we don't make the collection of information very, very easy and something that can be easily done as part of providing care, we're going to overwhelm providers with collecting data to the point where they no longer even think about what do I do with this information, right? The point of collecting data is, frankly, to let the public know how we're doing, but also to tell us where do we need to focus our efforts on improvement. I think we very much need to build better science in terms of improving healthcare, and that can be actually a difficult message to get across, that we actually don't know how to do this better, but we understand the urgency and we need to move rapidly, but to learn and evaluate and get smarter as we do that. We know that this has been done in other industries. I don't see any reason why we can't do it in healthcare, and we will. The question is how rapidly can we get there? So making the case for that investment has its own challenges. I try to stay away from the extremely technical details. In terms of how our work will evolve, if anything, we are going to be more tightly aligned, both with public and private sector partners, in a much more strategic way, so that I would envision over the next 5 years and beyond that our partnerships will be a routine part of our work rather than a kind of one at a time. It'll be more systematic and part of the backbone of our work, and which I think would be incredibly exciting.
We also asked Dr. Anthony Fauci about the future of health research and vaccinology.
I think the future of vaccinology is very bright because the technological advances, particularly in the arena of genomics and the spin-offs of genomics, will give us the opportunity to develop vaccines not only against important infectious diseases. I mean, if you look at the three big global killers right now in certain countries in the developing world, more than 50% of the people in a particular society die either of HIV/AIDS, tuberculosis, or malaria. We don't have vaccines against any of those three great killers. We also have a number of other infections that we need to develop vaccines against. And there are even non-infectious diseases, such as certain cancers, where there's a very important effort to try and develop vaccines. So the future of vaccinology is challenged by a lot of important goals that we need to fulfill. That's the sobering part of that, that they're very important and serious challenges. The good news is that the technology that we're involved with right now is opening up doors for us that we never imagined would have been opened years ago.
Both guests provide wonderful advice to those thinking about a career that combines clinical research, medicine, and public service. First up, Dr. Fauci.
Well, my advice to a person is that you need to do what feels good for you, and you should at least give a consideration for and think about the possibility of biomedical sciences in the form of something related to health, either as a physician or as a physician scientist or as a pure scientist, because the rewards of doing something in a public service way for mankind, you can't pay enough for that. That's a feeling that is a very, very wonderful, sustaining feeling about feeling good about yourself. So if there's any possibility that a young person is interested in pursuing a career in this particular area, namely health, I strongly encourage that person to at least pursue and investigate whether or not that is something that you really want to do with yourself. It's not for everyone, and I don't think that if you don't do it that there's something wrong with you. But if you have any inkling or tendency to want to do that, you should at least pursue it and see if it's for you.
Here's Dr. Clancy's advice.
I have found both to be incredibly exciting and gratifying. So anyone who's interested, I would say go for it, because there are going to be multiple possible paths, but also be open to the idea that there'll be many different opportunities. I never, ever, as a resident, would have thought I'd be doing anything like what I'm doing today. And I hear that from healthcare professionals in all walks of life. Many people have changed careers multiple times, but that's actually a terrifically good thing because you get to test different skills and so forth. So I would give them as much encouragement as possible. Let me also just say that I'm also a bit humble by this question because I originally came to ARC in late 1990 to stay for 2 years, and my expectation was I'd go back to academic medicine, and I've been there ever since, and it's been fabulous. But it always does temper my sense of being too confident when giving career counseling.
This has been a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, Leaders Speak, a conversation on healthcare and health research. Our guests today have been Dr. Carolyn Clancy, Director of the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and Dr. Anthony Fauci, Director of the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan. Thank you for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.